A towering and at times controversial figure in the Philadelphia civil rights scene has died. Former Philadelphia NAACP President Jerome Mondesire died Sunday after suffering a brain aneurysm. Our senior reporter Dave Davies says Mondesire is remembered as both a civil rights leader and a force in Philadelphia politics.
Long before he headed the Philadelphia NAACP, Mondesire was a key operative in the Democratic political machine headed by then-Congressman Bill Gray. Former City Councilman John White says Jerry Mondesire affected political careers in the city for decades.
I don't think there's anyone who's run for a significant office, any office in Philadelphia, who has not at some point passed through the doors of Jerry Mondesire and sought him out.
One was State Senator Vincent Hughes, who remembered seeking Mondesire support for his first campaign 30 years ago. Take a poll, Mondesire said, bring it to us and maybe we'll help you out.
And he was putting me through my paces. He was showing me that, yes, it's about having passion for the issues, but you got to be a professional about this also and make sure all your stuff is in order.
John White says when Mondesire was working to get a slate of independent African Americans elected to city council, he could play rough.
Back in the day, Jerry played a serious hardball. He was also very hard on ward leaders who, shall I say, did not want to exercise the independence of political thought that we were advocating back then. And he could be very, very harsh.
How would he convince a ward leader to change his or her behavior?
I can't say that in public.
Mondesire remained influential as publisher of a weekly newspaper, the Sunday Sun, and as head of the NAACP. But in recent years, a fight within the Philadelphia chapter led to his removal by the national organization, and there were accusations he'd misused NAACP funds and state grants. City Councilwoman Marion Tasco, an old friend and ally, says it was hard on Mondesire.
I'm sure it had a serious impact on him. Jerry was a proud individual, and he had a good track record in dealing with issues affecting people in this city, particularly African Americans. And I think it sort of triggered the decline in his health.
Mondesire was 65. Dave Davies, WHYY News.